Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I love to be inspired and to listen to women who've made real change in their lives. And we've got a fabulous woman here, Zena Muzica. She's going to talk about the changes she made in her life when she was struggling with as a young single mother with a young son who was ill, and how she turned her life around, and tips for how you can too. Hi, Zena.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you on the show. You know, when your book, Life by the Cup, has so many great stories in it and advice and wisdom. Todd, bring us back to that time where you were that single mother and really struggling.
Yeah, you know, Gloria Steinem has a quote where she says, you know, a lot of women are one man away from welfare, and that was me. And I was kind of this California hippie living off the grid, writing a book. My dream was to be a writer, and when my son was born and he needed a life-saving operation, I had to become a businesswoman and find a way to make money to pay the hospital back and also have him with me because he needed special care for the first almost 4 years of his life. And people don't hire moms, you know, to do retail and stuff with a baby in tow. So I had to become an entrepreneur.
And, you know, it's very interesting. I hear a lot, you know, from moms who have children at home who have challenging children at home, and they have to find different ways to take care of them. You know, what were some of the things that you did in order to survive?
Well, I started the tea company. I closed my eyes and you know, it was a long time coming. I had been studying about my gypsy grandmother, her travels, how she came from the Ukraine to America, and that was what the book I was writing was about, was her amazing journey. And she taught me the power of plants and botanicals to heal the body and the soul, and the power of tea to make relationships and bonds ever so strong. And so I thought, gosh, I can take that heritage with my love of botanicals. I've been studying herbal medicine. And I thought I could combine those and throw tea parties and make some money to support us. And but not just any tea party, gypsy tea parties. So I had belly dancers and tea leaf readers. And, oh, my God, it was so much fun. And the first one, almost 300 people came, and they loved my blends. I was using flowers from my yard and herbs and different essential oils. And, you know, it worked. And almost 300 people came. I ran out of tea. I sold out of tea in the first hour, and I thought, my goodness, I'm on to something. And I was.
That is so cool. Well, you know, in Life by the Cup, you have a lot. I love how you have a lot of different analogies. You have pride cannot feed a baby.
Yeah.
You've got start where you are, turn a burden into a blessing. Talk to us about some of these and what you want readers to take away from the book.
You know, I really wanted to create a book that could be read in the time it took to have your morning cup of tea or coffee. So instead of checking email or Facebook stats or, you know, all of the things that we're kind of becoming accustomed to, I wanted to remove my readers from the busyness of life and bring them into a mindfulness practice. And by having the morning cup of tea or coffee, reading one of the inspirational chapters, which are short enough to sip, my reader can have a sense of peace and comfort and relatedness. And, you know, it's working. I mean, the feedback has been, one woman took the book with her, you know, she was dealing with a major loss in the family, and she read it on the way to a funeral, and she said it gave her great comfort. And I'm getting these amazing, amazing stories back. And I really did want to infuse women's lives, and men too, with an inspirational read that didn't impede on the day but added to it. It doesn't take time away. It increases the time and the mindfulness. So each lesson is connected to one of the blends I created for the tea company, and then the blend goes into the stories that I learned and all the life lessons, and then it has an exercise at the end that a woman can do and to, you know, create more blessings out of burdens, or to actually, you know, take pain or any heartache or any challenge and actually turn it into a positive, because I believe anything can be transformed into a positive. So these are all my lessons and methods on how to get there.
You know, one of the things that when I read the book, I was thinking about your father and how he said, you know, you have to just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and don't take any help from anybody. And I thought, you know, sometimes you have to ask for help, right, Andrea? I mean, I think as women, we need to be able to be strong, but we also, if we need help, we need to be able to ask a friend and get some support.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, especially as female entrepreneurs, you know, I find that myself. I mean, I've been in my own business for 15 years and you need help. We cannot do it ourselves. And what were some ways, Zina, that you found that you looked to others to help you and maybe didn't listen to your dad's advice?
Well, it was actually when I was at the bottom of my, I mean, Sage had his surgery. You know, we were in the hospital between ages 4 weeks and 6 weeks. And then when I got home, I realized I didn't have any food. I didn't have any way to get food. And so what happened was I picked up the phone and I actually called. It was raining outside and I still had a phone at this time. And it was raining outside and I called my neighbor and she had this huge garden in her yard and she grew all sorts of food. And I asked her, I said, you know, I told her what happened or a little bit, and I said, you know, I need food. Can you bring some vegetables over? And she brought a big pot of lentil soup, and she brought me actually a tea blend from her mother-in-law in Rome, and it's a digestion recipe with chamomile and fennel and lemon peel. And she said, here, drink this and eat the soup. It'll nourish you for a week. Keep adding to it. And she and I became dear, close friends. She ended up becoming an investor in the tea company once I came up with the idea and grew it. So all these blessings happened from actually getting the courage to ask for help, and it changed my life. So that was the beginning of my learning to ask for help. And then, you know, from then on, I learned to ask mentors and make requests of people. And, you know, even with the book launch, you know, I went from a tea maker to writing a book about tea, and I asked my friends for help, and it helped so much. I mean, we made the bestseller list last week in so many categories online because all my friends actually jumped in to help. Had I not even told them I had a book coming out or asked them, there's just no way the word would have gotten out. So I think truly, as women, when we learn to ask for help, we can learn to receive fellowship, and then it opens us up to help others more as well.
So true. How is your son doing now?
He's awesome. He's 14 and a half. He's my buddy. The book's dedicated to him. The relationship with Sage and myself and just growing together, growing up together has been amazing. And he's got his first job. I got, you know, my girlfriend owns a really spectacular restaurant, and so he's bussing tables there to learn the value of work. And I'll tell you, I should be paying her instead of her paying him because he's actually cleaning his room without me asking. You know, just after a couple weeks of working there, he's understanding, like, oh, goodness, I got to get up and move and get stuff done. So he's
doing great. Can you give my 9-year-old a job? I mean,
well,
she needs to clean her room.
Sage grew up in the tea company, and, you know, I'd have him in my office on the floor hanging out, you know, packing samples. They were always thrashed. I could never use them, but it was like I was trying to teach him the value of work. But as his mom, I guess I wasn't the greatest.
You know, and wow, that interview went by very quickly. Well, can you just tell us where people... It is. Oh, my gosh. Like 10 minutes went by so fast. Can you just tell us, if people want to learn more about you, I know that you have a TV website. Can you just tell people where they can find you?
Yeah. It's Zhena, Z as in zebra, Zhena.tv. And there's videos there, the book trailer information. Yeah. Information about everything and lots and lots of fun blogs about tea and health.
Well, perfect. Thank you for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.